You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
Most people scrolling social media have encountered bizarre images and short videos that defy belief. Shrimp Jesus, cat soap operas, and Barron Trump performing on America's Got Talent, to name a few. This content generated by AI tools has become known as AI slop, and it's flooding social media platforms. A new study has found more than 20% of the videos that YouTube's algorithm shows to new users are AI slop. So what impact is this having on us? Professor Toby Walsh is chief scientist at UNSW's AI Institute. Welcome back.
Good morning, Barbara.
First of all, I gave a brief outline there, but in your words, what is AI slop and who's behind it?
It's just the AI-generated content. I originally got the name slop because it wasn't very good quality. You'd have six-finger hands, but these days it's very high quality. It's designed to engage, amuse, entertain you, and get your attention.
And it's a global issue?
Yes. I mean, that's one of the things about why the technology is so accessible. It's so democratized. Anyone can get their hands on these tools. They're very cheap or even free. And so the sky's the limit.
And what is the goal? It engages you, but to what end?
Oh, of course, it's to make money. It's to catch your attention. Your attention is one of the most valuable things we discovered when we invented social media. And now AI is being used to do that on steroids. And hundreds of millions of dollars are being generated in advertising revenue for the lucky people whose images go viral.
And because of this flood of AI slop, do you think it's an improvements in it, less sloppy, I guess? Is it becoming more difficult, do you think, to detect trustworthy information?
It is, yes. I mean, the telltale clues, like counting the fingers on the hands, looking at the eyes and so on, those are becoming harder and harder to tell from reality. And so people are often being fooled. And you know, it's not just our time and our attention, but it's our understanding of what's going on, what's real in the world that's at stake here.
Do you think people care, though? I mean, have some people just sort of accepted that some of it's real and some of it's not?
Well, there's a little bit of me hope that social media just has become so full of it, and it is pretty full of it, you know, 20% of content that users are getting on YouTube, that people realise that that's just a place to be entertained. It's not a place to get your news. If you want to get your news, you've got to come to places like this. You've got to come and listen to ABC Breakfast and hear the journalists who have sourced the news for you.
Thank you for that plug. Now, last week, Australia's former chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel, advocated for disclosures. They would inform people if they were engaging with AI or human content. What do you think of that idea?
I'm 100% behind that. 10 years ago, in fact, I proposed that we should have disclosure laws. I called them Turing's red flag, Turing after Alan Turing, the one of the fathers of artificial intelligence, and red flag after the red flags we used to have in front of cars, warning us that something unusual coming our way. So yes, I'm really behind the idea. I think we really need to know that it's our time and our attention is being taken and that the content isn't real.
How do you think they could be introduced and enforced?
Well, it's actually, there's already such a law in Europe as part of the EU AI Act. There's an obligation on the social media platforms to identify and notify us when it's deepfake content. We've yet to see how well that's going to be enforced, how vigorously that's going to be enforced, but it's a start. And I think we should have something, some rule like that here in Australia.
Professor Toby Walsh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.